Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZionHill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Before you even call. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Greetings to you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're in touch with that noisy church on the air again, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Certainly, thank and praise God for being able to come into your homes, your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are at this time, listening to the sound of my voice. We come today to encourage you, those of you who know how to talk to Jesus, those of you who know the works of prayer. Don't stop praying. Keep right on praying, because God is going to answer. God is going to take care of your situation. God is going to come through. You just got to be faithful in praying. And what? Listen, when you pray and ask God for something, after you ask him, go to thanking him for it. The Bible says you ought to believe that you receive it. When you pray, believe that you have already received what you asked for. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you today are sick and suffering. Some of you are in pain. Some of you are in trouble. Some of you are despondent. You don't know what to do. Some of you have lost a loved one, and you feel like you're all alone. But I want to encourage you today, don't stop praying. Don't give up. Jesus Christ is yet here with you. He's here to bring you out of your dilemma. He's here to lift up your bowed down head. He's here to mend back together your broken heart at the loss of that loved one. If you're sick today, he's here to heal your body. I want to ask you a question. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer. You don't have to worry about going into the grave and saying, well, it's my time to go. No, it ain't your time to go. God says, I come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. He wants you to live. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be praying for you in a few minutes. What I want you to do is allow your faith to go loose in God and believe God for what you want. Don't stop praying. Come on and believe God. He's going to answer you on today. Again, this is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're holding services right here in Brooklyn, New York at 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. This is the pastor of Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton, and I'm extending to you a special invitation to come over here where the Lord is blessing. Come over here and get in the showers of blessings. God is showering us day by day with blessings whereof we are so glad. We thank God, amen, for what he's doing for us. Now listen, we're here. We're here on every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. is our Bible class. Well, we have some that are coming today that are going to tell you about their blessing and how the Lord is blessing them and what the Lord has done for them. And are you glad to be here at Exodus Healing?
Yes, I am.
Amen. Well, talk about it.
I want to thank God for waking me up this morning. I want to thank God for my pastor stating.
Yes.
I want to thank God for blessing me. God has blessed me with four beautiful children.
Amen.
He has blessed all of them with jobs.
Mm, that's a blessing.
I mean, they've been coming here before since they was probably 9 years old. My oldest is 31 years old now. Mm. And like I said, I thank God because like I said, you taught us so much. Like I said, if you come here, God will bless you before you walk out this door.
Yes, yes.
I remember one time I came here and I had a lump on my arm, on my hand. Before I left out of here, it was gone.
The lump was gone.
It was gone.
You were just in the service and God just healed.
It was gone.
Just by you being in the church.
Being in the service.
The Lord touched and healed your body.
You know, and that's why I said I thank God. My son just recently went for a doctor appointment. Everything came out fine.
Thank
He have a bullet in his neck.
My Lord.
And God, where that bullet is, God is allowed it not to bother him. Mm-hmm. Everything is fine. So like I said, and this is one of the child used to come to this church, and God is still protecting him.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And like I said, we got to give our children over to God, because once you give the problem to God, your children to God, God will take care of them no matter where you go or what you do, but just trust and believe in God.
Amen.
So like I said, I thank God for being here. I thank God for being saved.
Come on now.
I just thank God. Like I said again, I give all the glory to God, and everything comes from God. And I trust, and like I said, you taught us this, believe in God, trust in God. So I thank you, Pastor Satan. Like I said, God continue to bless you, bless everyone here. But like I said, try God. God won't turn you back, and God won't fail. But just give him a try, and you will see what happens.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. She's glad to be here. And God is protecting her children, too. What you got to say about Jesus?
Good morning, Pastor.
The one that's beating the drums over here.
My name is Brother Derek. I've been here in the church now for a while now. You know, but I was speaking earlier about how God has changed my life, the things he's done. I found myself in the church just all my life, but I also found myself drawn out to the world at one point where I was addicted to drugs.
Addicted to drugs?
Yes, sir. I was addicted to crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine?
I just couldn't stop. You know, I just couldn't, for some reason, get away from it.
Jesus.
And knowing where I came from, the church, I was born and raised in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I just became what you call, I guess, a prodigal son. I found myself drawn away from it. But you know what? God brought me to this church, Exodus Hill of Deliverance, and I had been searching for a church that I could get understanding about God's word. And I must tell you, I found it here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know about the Lord, and you really want to get some truth and get some understanding and get God in your life, come on out here to this church. We're located at 2012 Fulton Street in Brooklyn. And believe me, the Lord is here. And if you want, like I said, if Sister Corner just said, and this is true. I don't have to be scripted. I don't have to be told to say these things. I'm talking about what I'm talking about from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, someone who's been out there and has a change in their life. And believe me, you come down here and just listen to the service, listen to our pastor, listen to the message, and you really seeking God in your life, you'll find it right here.
Now you said, amen, you were delivered from drugs.
Yes, I was, Pastor.
You don't use drugs no more?
I don't even think about drugs no more.
God done set you free.
Set me free.
Ain't you glad about it?
I am excited about it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was bound, but he set me free. I was bound, but he set me free. I was bound. took off on me that time. Hallelujah. God bless you. I guess you know by now you're listening to that noisy church, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple in Brooklyn, New York. My friends, I invite you, wherever you are, come on over here and get in this noise, this Holy Ghost noise, where the power of God is moving, where people are being blessed, and where people are being set free. Well, glory to God. Mama, are you glad to be over here in this noisy church? Come on and talk. What have you got to say about Jesus on today?
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor.
Glory to God.
I'm just glad to be here.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so happy to be in this noisy church.
Noisy church.
This noisy church. Mm-hmm. Because I was passing in 2018, August. Mm-hmm. And we was looking for a church, me and my two daughters.
This was in 2018? August of 2018?
Yes.
You was passing by.
Passing by, looking for a church. And I knock on this door. And nobody come, and I step back down. And when I step back down, Sister Corner, the usher, open the door, and I step in. And when I step in, I hear that noise, and I say, oh, my goodness. And I sit down, and since then, I don't leave this church. No Sunday, nor Thursday.
You hear?
Hallelujah. Because when I get here, and when I hear the pastor preach, and the word that coming out of his mouth.
Yes.
He said, come up. Anybody need prayer? And I said, yes. And I went up here, and I told him. And he said, whisper in my ears, and he said, money, you're going to get some money.
Money. I told you you're going to get some money.
Yes.
My Lord.
Money, you're going to get some money. Then I go home. And the Monday, that was a Sunday. And the Monday, I get a call that some money owed to me.
Look at that.
And I said, that church, I want to be there.
I know that's right.
I got to be in this church. Because what the pastor said to me in 2 days, in 2 days, the facts was right there in my eye. Why should I leave? Can God save me and bring me here?
Yes.
Why should I leave? Because, oh my great, oh my God, I love this church. Because I'm healed.
Yes.
Because the pastor prayed for me. I could not walk from here to there.
My God.
With pain and my chest pain, shortness of breath, can't breathe, tired. And since pastor pray for me, God, heal me.
Heal.
I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. So I'm God. For 2012. Hallelujah. Exodus Healing Temple.
Yes.
Come on over here. You should see me now. You should see
me. Yeah, y'all should see it.
Oh, my God.
She's glad to be here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Glory to God. Friends, we are a happy church.
Yes, Lord.
And we here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple want you to be happy as well.
Yeah.
Get up, my friends, wherever you are, and make your way over here to the temple. We're here, and God is blessing his people. No tricks, no gimmicks, just faith in God. If you can produce the faith, God can and God will produce the miracle. Right now, I'm getting ready to pray for you wherever you are. You're not too far for the Lord to reach out and touch you. All he wants you to do is only believe. Have faith in God and trust him today. Are you sick? Are you suffering? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is a healer, my friends. Jesus Christ can deliver you today. Some of you are hooked up on drugs like Brother Derek was. But I want you to know that the Lord can deliver you from those drugs. Some of y'all are caught up on drinking whiskey. You're a whiskey drinker, alcohol drinker. Some of y'all say, well, I only drink on the weekends. You're an alcohol drinker. Amen. You're a weekend alcohol drinker. You're a functioning alcoholic. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God wants to set you free today. Some of you are hooked up on women and men. You're sex crazy. You need Jesus today. And he wants to deliver you and set you free from that spirit of sex maniac. Touch the radio right now as a point of contact. Wherever you are, let's believe God for a miracle today. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in his side. We are healed by the wound in my Savior's side. We are healed by the wound in his side. Lord Jesus, there's so many today and are listening to me. The devil has taken over their lives. He's taken over their lives in sickness. He's taken over their lives in alcohol and drug use. He's taken over their lives in fornication and adultery. But dear Jesus, you are a God that can deliver from anything. You're a God, Lord God, that can turn people's lives around. We pray, oh God, right now that you stretch forth your mighty hand. Knock the devil out. Drive back demons. Oh God, somebody that's sick and suffering today, we pray, Lord God, you'll touch their bodies. Make them ever whole. Satan, we command you in the name of Jesus Christ, take your hands off of these people. Loose your hold and come on out of here. We bind you up and cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, save today. Somebody needs salvation in their life. Deliver them, Lord God, from their habits. Set them free. Let deliverance come upon them this day. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, and the Spirit of God give utterance. Lord, bless them to get into church where they can get baptized in your name and begin to walk in the newness of life. Dear Jesus, we thank you now for deliverance. We thank you for setting these people free. They're no longer bound because you have set them free. We thank you for it, Lord, and we count these blessings done. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, in all of God's people, give God a hand clap and thank God for his deliverance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, it is done. That's it, my friends. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for your deliverance. You are delivered today. You are healed by the power of God. You're set free from those drugs. Get those drugs out your house. Get that marijuana out your house. I know the government done legalize it, but that's your problem. You need to get rid of some of this legalized stuff that's keeping you from getting to heaven, that's keeping you from having a blessed life. Get it out your house. Get that alcohol out of there. Get those cigarettes out. Get that man and get that woman out of there that you're not married to. Make up in your mind, I'm going to start living for Jesus this day forward. In Jesus' name. Come on, somebody, say amen. God bless you. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And once again, I'm looking at the clock. The clock done ticked my time out again. I tell you, we're about to get an hour. Praise God. So we have a little more time to shout and praise God. Amen. But for right now, all we got is a half an hour, so we got to stop now. Praise God. I want to remind you, you can write us. We look forward to hearing from you. If you've enjoyed this radio broadcast, write me and let me know that you've tuned in. Amen. Write me at Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. Right quickly, we want to let you know, if you're looking for a church that might be near you, if you're in Roselle, New Jersey, the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street, near St. George Avenue. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. You are up in West Haven, Connecticut, the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. and that's in West Haven, Connecticut, where Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. You were in Syracuse, New York. We invite you to go on over to the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. They're having church just like what you're hearing on our broadcast here. If you're in Chicago, Illinois, the Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, and that's right off the corner of Madison Street. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. You were down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. Out in Gary, Indiana, the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. And that's Gary, Indiana. Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor there. Remember, you're always invited to come and be with us here in Brooklyn, New York, at the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Again, once again, our mailing address is P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. We're as near to you as your telephone. You can reach us by telephone by dialing 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. You can email us. Our email address is exodushealed. That's E-X-O-D-U-S, exodushealed at AOL.com. Send us an email. We'd be glad to hear from you. Now, for those of you who have Cash App on your phones, we invite you to send us your offering. Help us keep these broadcasts coming to you over the radio station that you're listening to. If you have Cash App on your phone, you can send us your donation via Cash App. Just send it to $PayExodus. That's $PayExodus. If you have PayPal, you can send it to us via PayPal by sending it to Exodus Heal. That's Exodus Heal, H-E-A-L, Exodus Heal at AOL.com. Praise God. All right, just for a few minutes, for a few seconds, look like now. Clock and took all our time. We done shouted and had a good time. I tell you that, just the notion that you once was bound, but God set you free.
Amen.
My God, you don't know what it is to be free.
Yes.
Oh, my God, there's so many people that are bound up today. They're bound up in trouble. They're bound up in sickness. They're bound up in disease. They're bound up in loved ones that they don't need to be bound up with. Oh, but Jesus said he's willing to set you free. Amen. He said there in the book of St. Luke, the 19th chapter and the 10th verse, he says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Some of you are lost today. You're lost in the trouble. You're lost in the sea of life. You're lost. You don't have no kind of direction of where you're going. But Jesus is concerned about you, and he come to set you free. He come to save you. He come to deliver you. What you need to do, my friends, before I leave the air, I want you to hear me real good. What you need to do is repent of your sins and get baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And let God fill you with the Holy Ghost. You'll have the same testimony that you was bound, but God set you free. Ah, my friends, God wants to deliver you. He don't want you bound up with the cares of this life. He don't want you to be troubled by the devil. He wants you to be a free agent. Hallelujah. He come to save that which was lost. My God, when you read that scripture there in the book of Luke, when you look at it on the surface, it looks like Jesus is just